20 by 30. Well, it had a fireplace, it had a place for a piano, it had a couch. It had the length of the 12-foot ceilings. It had windows the length of the ceiling to the floor, in those days for ventilation. A window on each side of the fireplace. Had a door leading to a hall. That's the living room. Piano on this side. Then, coming in to the left, there was a hat rack in that little reception or little entrance there. Then, a door into the study where we children studied. There were five of us. And inside, I was to say, that was the same width as the other room. It had two big up and down windows. Went on each side of the fireplace, and one window to the north. That's a pretty good sized room, the same as that one, I would say. Then there was a hall in back and the entrance around the yard. You could come in on the side. We had an old ice box there. Then the hall went straight through entrance to the backyard. Then we had a dining room on the other side of this hall, a hall and a kitchen, and a small back hall and the lavatory back there for the help. Commode and a wash basin stand. Then we had a hall that went around the dining room. Then we had a pantry. You know what a pantry is? All right. That was in those days. Then the kitchen. And we had a pantry in the kitchen. We had a wooden stove at first, then later gas. Had a water, running water with a sink, wooden drain board, and a closet back there for pans and things. And the kitchen was small. Mentioned, I don't know. Then behind, in the back hall, this little back hall, we had a servants' quarters, but very seldom used. We couldn't keep help. They were imported, you might say, German immigrants, and they wouldn't stay. They would get married, which is all right. But anyway, they came over here with the passage, most of them paid, and they'd be with a year or two, and then they'd leave, get married. But then we had a backyard. And there was a tool house back there that we kept our garden tools in a little workshop. Then behind that, why, there was a, what we call a compost, a trash pile where we put our yard stuff to make soil. Everything was sand those days. And what cans we had, I had to bury to improve the soil. And had a little shed for the goat. And they had a chicken house back there. And they had a pigeon pen back there. And we had a woodshed back there that what wood I would cut up and kindling wood I cut up. Then we had a coal chute back there. The woodshed and the coal bin was in the same house.
It was a coal bin outside the house?
But covered, yeah, outside the house, yeah. We didn't have a basement. Like they do in your country.
Do you remember if people around here kept any kind of container inside for the coal, maybe next to the stove or something like
we
that?
We did later, when we built a high-rise house, and the basement had what's called a basement above ground, and that's when they had the coal in that you would have been, and the furnace was right 4 or 5 feet away from the coal bin. But a labor feeder, not a mechanical feeder.